Who is isolated, Iran or US? The eagerness with which the massive rallies held throughout the Islamic Republic on Sunday, February 11th, on the 39th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution, were followed by the electronic and print media of the world, as well as politicians, scholars, religious leaders, and the general public in many neighboring countries, in addition to the coverage of these record-breaking rallies by the Western reporters, although grudgingly, once again proved the fact that it is not Iran but the US and its clients who are isolated. Stay with us for a viewpoint column that appeared in Iran's English-language daily Kayhan International titled, Who is Isolated? Kayhan International wrote, an accusation hurled at the Islamic Republic and the Iranian people by the media horns of the Zionist-controlled West and its Arab clients is that Iran has become isolated on the international scene. Nothing is far from the truth. It is indeed a case of sour grapes for global arrogance and its comrades in crimes against nations, the illegal Zionist entity, and the reactionary Arab regimes which do not represent the people they misrule. The fact that Iran's influence has spread far and wide, with legal governments and popular movements seeking the Islamic Republic's advice and assistance to combat terrorism, restore stability in their countries, upgrade industries, increase agricultural produce, and build flourishing trade ties with imports of quality Iranian goods, speaks volumes of the ubiquitous presence of the Islamic Revolution everywhere. This is while the inflated power of the US has sharply gone down over the past four decades, despite Washington's stationing of troops in several countries where even ragtag militias scare the daylights out of the Americans. The fact the US and its proxies, along with the beautiful weapons which Donald Trump boasted the Americans produce, have suffered defeat after defeat in Syria, Iraq, Lebanon, Afghanistan, Yemen, and other places, is proof of the decline of Washington and the rise of Tehran. This is the reason the spurious entities created by the British and now sitting in the lap of Uncle Sam, without any relation to the people they rule and in fact hated by them, daily hurl wild accusations at Islamic Iran. They are fast sinking in the whirlpool of history and know that, in spite of their oil wealth, they are doomed without any future, similar to the fast approaching fate of the Zionist entity. Kayhan International continued, the writing on the wall is all clear. Sooner than later, these regimes will be things of the past, and that's why they are trying to grab any straw in the hope of staying afloat, as happened with their desperate portraying of insignificant and isolated instances of riots in a few scattered towns by thugs, traitors, and terrorists, all paid by them as a revolution about to change the system of government of Iran. What a wishful thinking! Surely an isolated country about to be turned upside down doesn't require elaborate coverage in the press and expensive media campaign coupled with lavish luncheons in the White House to discuss anti-Iran strategy and Trump's incessant threats. On the contrary, it shows the helplessness of those indulging in such theatrics and the indomitable nature of the opponent they wish to undermine. On the occasion of the anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution in Iran that made global equations go haywire, it is worth recalling that many of the self-acclaimed analysts and politicians had chuckled at the sight and words of the black-turbaned and white-bearded Imam Khomeini when he threw into the dustbin of history the British-installed and US-backed Pahlavi regime. They hadn't given him much chance of survival, let alone success. Most in the West were convinced that he would soon be taken care of by the American-trained Iranian military or pushed into sidelines by a new brooder Western-educated and supposedly democratic-minded self-styled revolutionaries who were now pouring into Tehran from Paris, London, Bonn, New York, etc. to try to take over the country as one of the those puppet republics. How wrong they were. We mean the analysts, the politicians, the experts, the Iran watchers who saw developments in the world only through the stained glasses of either the capitalists in Washington or the communists in Moscow. Kehan International remarked, "Today, 40 years later, we again say, how hopelessly wrong are these politicians, analysts, and experts of the West and their Zionist and Arab clients to wish boiling water would burn down solidly built houses." This was fully evident throughout Iran in last Sunday's record-breaking rallies when amidst bonfires of the US and Zionist flags, interspersed with vociferous chants of God's Majesty or Allahu Akbar and amusing caricatures of the quixotic Donald Trump, people from all walks of life reaffirmed their allegiance to the divine system of the Islamic Republic. In Tehran and in towns and cities all over Iran, the jubilant marchers, who exceeded by at least 20% last year's participants, said with one voice that what made them pour into the streets in the wintry weather in such large numbers was their resolve to safeguard the independence of the country in the face of the propaganda tirade of their enemies in response to the call of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, for reaffirming a allegiance to the ideals of Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him. Interestingly, Qatar's Al Jazeera TV gave live coverage to part of these spectacular rallies, while TV channels in other Arab states like Al Mayadeen, Lebanon's Al Manar, and the various networks in Iraq, as well as Russia's RT, provided extensive coverage. Even CNN showed glimpses of these million-man marches, although interspersed with distortion of facts, as it grudgingly admitted the popularity of the unique system of popular religious rule in Iran. In India's Kargil, thousands of Shia Muslims took to the streets with the portraits of Imam Khomeini and Ayatollah Khamenei to express their solidarity with the people of Iran. Similar scenes were witnessed in Lebanon, while in Iraq, Pakistan, Syria, India, and other places, public seminars were held by enthusiasts of the Islamic Revolution, unfazed by the distortion of facts by the West's Zionist-controlled media. According to Kehan International, this is further proof of the fact that as Iran's power, influence and appeal of the Islamic system grows amongst the masses of the Muslim world, impressed by the solid support of the virtuous Iranian people to their unique system of popular religious rule, the Americans and their clients have definitely entered the twilight zone of isolation, while the Islamic Republic eagerly awaits the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, peace upon him, and the global government of justice. It seems even the quixotic Donald Trump has some sense, although little, as he preferred to keep silent rather than look like a fool after having tweeted trash after trash last month in support of a few vandals and anti-social elements who indulged in isolated acts of violence and treason by infiltrating the peaceful protests of a few dozen people in some cities voicing their just grievances. The Don Quixote and his team of Sancho Panzas were outdoing each other in issuing statements of sheer stupidity of U.S. support for a non-existent current to change the system of government in Iran. The dotards in Washington, in tandem with the super-rich regime in Riyadh, by pumping millions of dollars into the coffers of hypocrites who run TV channels and write newspaper columns to dole out rubbish against Iran, had hoped that the Iranian masses, hoodwinked by the propaganda blurred by the media horns of the West, would instead organize mass protests against the Islamic system of government rather than turn out for the Bahman 22nd rallies. To their surprise, however, the Iranian nation once again gave their enemies a teeth-smashing blow by expressing support for the dynamic system of government, which, despite the hardships as a result of the criminal sanctions of the U.S., has protected the country, ensured peace and security of the country, safeguarded spiritual and cultural values, and every day breaks new ground in science and technology. Kehan International concluded, "The leader of the Islamic Revolution, in appreciation of the people's devotion to national and religious values, thanked the nation by issuing a memorable message later in the day on February 11th, part of which reads, "Beloved and proud Iranian nation, today your resolve and insight gave rise to a great and stunning event. The greatness of your rallies today, which according to meticulous estimators was marked by a higher turnout and was more vigorous than those of the previous years, was a firm and crushing response to foreigners, enemies, and the disloyal. By relying upon its defective and flawed assumption of Iran and Iranians, the enemy had mobilized all its capability and propaganda efforts to turn this year's February 11th into dull and maybe self-defeating ones. You showed off to them, in practice, the living and dynamic nature of the revolution, and through your chants and warm participation, shouted out loud your commitment to the ideals of the late Imam. The grandeur of the Iranian nation drives the enemies back, and its resolute determination wrecks their calculations. The officials of the country must appreciate this unique phenomenon and serve the dear nation and defend the goals of the revolution with full perseverance, revolutionary spirit, and diligence."